Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Sarah!
You put that howling down there and go to bed.
Yes, I want my job down here.
You shut up! You're gonna get the law on
hey,
you.
Sarah!
You can't see that woman and then call her back, 'cause she ain't gonna come.
Shut up, you freak!
Surely it's you.
I say shut up! It's a man house! A man house!
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Wormhole Riders W, where you know what we're doing. And, you know, in about, 24 hours, it's going to be a madhouse. By the way, that, of course, was Charlton Heston from the classic movie, 1968 version, Planet of the Apes. Prior to that, for those of you that might not have been alive, that was Marlon Brando from A Streetcar Named Desire, yelling at Stella, who was played by Vivian Leigh, and it's going to be a madhouse at the Anaheim Convention Center, a very nice madhouse, as a Walt Disney company, ABC Disney, does the D23 Expo. For those of you who aren't aware of what D23 is, that is the Disney Club, and we have a special guest today at Wormhole Riders You Decide, who's going to be exhibiting at D23 Expo at Anaheim, Fong Sam of Black Sparrow Auctions. Good morning, Fong.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me back.
We're really excited, Fong, to be afforded the opportunity to interview you again. We love what you're doing down there. I received the press kit. We're going to be putting out a nice article about some of the things that you're going to be doing this weekend in Anaheim for Black Sparrow Auction, setting up for the, do I have the name right, the Hollywood Collection Photography Auction?
Yes, it is, yeah. In addition to photography, we're also, we'll be having a nice collection of vintage Hollywood autographs.
Wow, that's pretty exciting stuff. Well, people love autographs. You know you're a great convention goer. The fans love to collect the autographed items from their favorite celebrities and stars that they've admired over the years. Also with us today is our senior producer here at Wormhole Riders, You Decide, Patricia Stewart-Bertrand from Cold Lake, Canada. That's about 3 hours outside of Edmonton. Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning, Ken, and good morning, Fong. It's great to be talking to both of you today. I actually have a personal interest in collecting memorabilia myself. I'm a great Stargate memorabilia collector, and learning about the different movies that have really interesting collector items is quite interesting. And I think a lot of people actually see those items as being an investment. Would you agree, Fong?
Absolutely. Yeah. If you just track values of memorabilia over the years, it has steadily increased, and it's more popular than ever. It's a field that's constantly growing, and I think we are just at the cusp of an explosion of memorabilia collecting. We're that kind of society. We like to remember things that make us feel good, things that bring back pleasant memories, things from our childhood. So the age group that's now collecting, they grew up during the 80s, late 70s, 80s, and up to the 90s. So whatever is appealing to them now, is now that they're able to start collecting, that's it's a testament to our pop culture.
Oh, absolutely. I would love to know, and I'm sure that everybody would, what is the most likely to give you the best bang for your buck if you're collecting something as an investment? That's kind of a bit of a crapshoot, but I'm sure that there's ways that you can have maybe some inside information, or maybe just have an idea, if you know what you're doing, about which are the most likely items that are going to appreciate the most.
You know, it's a very subjective question, I think. Collecting as an investment is so tricky, and I'll be honest, it can be risky if you're depending on the amount of money that you're spending. So my rule of thumb for any new collector is always to collect what you like. You know, as long as you like it, then you have a passion for it. You know, at some point, everything goes in cycles. So it may not be popular this year. Maybe it'll be popular 2, 3, 5 years down the line. But if you collect what you like and your passion comes out in that collection, then you'll be fine in the long run. And collecting also is a long-term deal. I would never suggest, you know, collect something now and then flip it next month. We're talking about high-level, high-risk speculation. So, you know, as long as you collect what you like, I think you'll feel good about it at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
Well, I couldn't agree more, Fong. And we know that you've been busy since we had the privilege of interviewing you when you announced the Hunger Games auction, which is coming up the big days, November 19th, later this year. We'll talk about that later in the You Decide program here, WHR You Decide. I know you've been very busy. What's been going on? How are things for you and Black Sparrow Auctions since we spoke in January?
Since we spoke in January, I've done 3 auctions already. You know, I have 3, possibly 4 more planned for the rest of the year. The big one, of course, is the Hunger Games, which we've been strategically pacing the entire year. And originally, we were going to do auction in New York at the New York Comic Con in second week of October, but unfortunately things that just didn't work out. Javits Center has been under construction. There's going to be an adverse effect as far as layout and presentation of that convention, and so you know we felt that it would be more advantageous for us to hold the auction a little closer to when Catching Fire is released. That way we can get in on the hype of the new movie, which apparently, you know, if you've seen the trailers for it, it looks fantastic. And building upon the success of the first movie is going to be hard, but I think they have the right formula. And, you know, it's a new direction, new costumes, which makes the costumes from the first auction that much more valuable because you'll never see it again.
Well, that's true. That's true. And, you know, the Hunger Games, I'm going to call it the franchise. You know, there's a number of books based upon this series. It looks that, you know, we're going to find out how well Catching Fire is going to do. We've been tracking it on Twitter, and one of the people that we have the privilege of chatting with is guest starring in it, Maria Howell. She's a Grace. She plays Grace on Revolution on NBC. There's a lot of excitement.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, she was also in The Color Purple when she was a younger actress.
She's a great actress. Yeah, having her involvement in Catching Fire, amongst other great actors like Philip Seymour Hoffman, you know, and Jeffrey Wright, I think they've hit on a pretty good formula for that franchise, and I think it's just starting to pick up steam, really. As well,
well, you know, I'm saving my coppers. That's what my dad used to call money. My grandpa, they'd call them coppers because back in the days of the Depression, pennies were actually made of copper, and a penny was actually worth something in this country. Well, we won't go into that right now. Fong, I'm going to turn the questioning over to Patricia. She's going to do. We're going to go do a little round robin here. I'm going to go take a look at Twitter, put out a few tweets. I'll be back with you guys when Patricia is done with her round of questions. If you would proceed, Patricia, I would appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Yes, thank you, Ken. Fong, you mentioned Anaheim earlier, and for people that are familiar with Walt Disney, the Anaheim is the location of one of Walt Disney's biggest theme parks, or this one's called The Magic Kingdom. We understand that you're going to be near the Disney theme park, The Magic Kingdom, this weekend. What's going on?
Yes, I'm going to be at the heart of the Magic Kingdom empire. Anaheim Disneyland is arguably the heart of Disney. And every 2 years, Disney holds an expo, a convention, and they call it the D23 Expo. It's an opportunity for them to celebrate everything that is Disney. It's a platform for them to promote new shows, to celebrate current shows, and to exhibit the merchandising and the marketing that's made the company so successful. Now, they have a section of the convention where they devote to collectors, and we're taking part this year as the Black Sparrow Auction, and we will be showcasing some of the things that we have planned in a future upcoming animation auction. We have a large selection of Disney original Disney memorabilia, and we'll have some stuff on display. Our purpose there is twofold: to advertise what's coming up for us, and to promote ourselves. I think we have some exciting things lined up, and we want people to know about it. We want to get our name out there. So we'll have a small booth there. Besides the size of the booth, we will have a large presence, because I think people will like what they see.
Okay. People that are not familiar with D23, is that open to the general public?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Tonight is opening preview night, and tomorrow general admission begins tomorrow, I believe, at 10 a.m., and it runs through Sunday.
Okay. So there's going to be a lot of exhibitors down there, and you're one of the exhibitors. Is this something that you were invited to, or do you apply for it? How do you get to be an exhibitor there?
Well, there's an application process, certainly, but they're very the promoters are discreet in who and what kind of company they allow to exhibit, and we're lucky enough to pass that test, and I believe we are the only auction company that will be there, and so that's a privilege for us, certainly.
Well, absolutely, yeah, that's a feather in your cap, to be sure. How did you get involved with D23 Expo?
I've always been a Disney fan, and if you exist in this collecting world, you're going to run into a Disney collector at some point, just because Disney covers so much of our pop culture. So, again, I have an animation auction in the works, and there's going to be a large selection of Disney stuff. So we just thought that the timing couldn't be more perfect to have D23 on the calendar and to have our auction around the same time. So that's why we felt it was good for us to be there.
So you're going to be there all 3 days then?
Yes, we are.
Okay, and can you give us maybe some idea of what you're going to be displaying?
Yes, yeah, sure. We have some exciting stuff. We have original Mickey Mouse Club paraphernalia. We have Mouseketeer jumpsuits and shoes and ears that were worn by cast members back in the 70s. We have original artwork. We have animation cells. We have vintage dolls. We have maquettes. So we even have a genie mask that's worn on stage at the Aladdin show at the California Adventure. So we have a little bit of everything. I think if you're a fan, you'll see something that you'll recognize immediately. And so if anyone's in the area, I would certainly invite everyone to come by our booth and check it out.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be quite an exciting event, to be sure. especially if you happen to be attending the Magic Kingdom anyway, if you're down there and you're spending time with your family. What a great opportunity to go in and see all of this cool memorabilia from Disney.
Right.
Can you tell us a little bit about the Hollywood show and the auction that you're going to be having on August the 14th?
Yeah, the Hollywood collection of photography and autographs is a small online auction that we will be conducting next week on Wednesday. It is, for me, this collection represents everything that made Hollywood so magical. The glitz and the glamour. You know, this image that we have of Hollywood, this was formed and solidified back in the 30s and 40s, you know, by stars like Marilyn Monroe, Clark Gable, Vivian Leigh, Marlon Brando, Elizabeth Taylor. I mean, these are mega superstars, and they remain these larger-than-life figures that we have, you know, we've seen on screen, and they've captured our hearts and our imaginations. So this collection has original photography from glamour photography that was released by the studio back in the 30s and 40s up until about 70s. So, you know, it's a small collection, but it covers a lot of ground, and a lot of superstars are represented, including, you know, the names that I mentioned earlier, Gregory Peck, Boris Karloff, Marilyn Monroe, Edward G. Robinson, Steven McQueen. These are actors and actresses who have a special part placed in our hearts because of the things that they've done in their careers. So it's a nice collection, and I invite people to come to our website and view these fantastic photos and photo steals from movies. Some of your favorites are represented, like The Graduate, movies from Stanley Kubrick. So these are relics. Aside from the subject matter, you know, the art of photography, that's a bit, you know, for lack of a better word, the dying art. You know, with a digital photography that's so popular these days, print photography is a lost art form. And you know, the way photography was conducted and printed, it's an art form that is underrated, I think.
Yes, that is definitely true. A lot of photography now just ends up on someone's computer and stays there, and it is not displayed the way it used to be. My father was a photographer; that was his field of excellence, and we used to have pictures that were all over the house that were framed of interesting landscapes and people that my father had taken pictures of. For my own personal interest, do you have any memorabilia that comes across that you have trouble parting with?
I'm a historian by heart. That's my training. I put a lot of myself into, you know, creating a catalog of this caliber. And so when something goes, there's a little bit of sadness that goes along with it. So, you know, a piece of me leaves as well. So, to answer your question, yes, absolutely. There's plenty of things that is difficult for me to part with, simply because they, you know, these objects, these props, an autograph, a photograph, it conjures memories of a happy time in my life. So to part with the item, you're kind of letting yourself go. But in the larger picture, you know, I'm also happy when something goes to a good home, someone who appreciates and will take care of the item. That makes me happy as well. So it's a bittersweet moment when something parts.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Ken, you're in the background there. You have some questions?
Yes, I do, Patricia. Thank you. Those were great questions. And Fong, thank you for those answers so we can understand about the D23 Expo. There has been some talk that it may become a yearly event, you know, with Comic-Con, San Diego, New York Comic-Con. A lot of cons are popping up in a lot of major cities, including Phoenix, Dallas, overseas in Australia, New Zealand, all across Europe, and the D23 Expo by the Disney company, ABC Disney, is really super. I'd like to talk a little bit about the photographs. I'm working on a feature article about the Hollywood Collection auction, which also contains autographs, that's coming up this coming Wednesday, August 14th. What time is that auction going to be, Fong? 3 p.m. Pacific?
It's going to be 3 p.m. Eastern time. I'm sorry, I take that back. 3 p.m. Pacific time, which would be 6 p.m. Eastern.
And that goes until you run through all the lots. How many lots do you have in this particular auction for the Hollywood Collection?
There are 247 lots, and we'll start with lot number one, and we'll go until the very end.
So we're talking probably a 6, 7, or 8 hour run.
Not quite. I think it'll run pretty quickly. You know, most lots will average about 30 seconds per. So I think maybe, you know, three to four hours at the most.
Well, that's still, boy, that's a lot of great stuff. You know, one of the interests that I have is I'm a big fan of Clark Gable. Loved him in Gone with the Wind. And I understand that you've got some Clark Gable and Marilyn Monroe artifacts. Which ones do you have? What photographs are going up?
Yeah, we have some original photo stills, vintage photo stills from The Misfits. And this, I believe, was Marilyn and Clark Gable's final film, and it was they did it together.
Yep.
That movie was such an interesting take on aging celebrities, and you know, to have those two obviously mega superstars, you know, do a movie like that, it was great to see, and it remains a classic for good reason.
Well, it was their last film together. There was also, was it Run Silent, Run Deep was another one about aging where he played was that the one or was it Up Periscope? I forget. One of them was with him, but Clark Gable is such an iconic actor. And as you know, I know you're a great Star Trek fan and science fiction fan with Joan Collins on The City of the Edge of Forever. And she said to William Shatner, we can catch the movie at the Orpheum with Clark Gable. And of course, Captain Kirk said, Clark who? And, but yeah, that's, so is it primarily Misfits photos that you have? They're the last film they worked together.
As far as Clark Gable and Marilyn is concerned, yes. But we also have photos of each of those actors in separate films. For Marilyn, we have, There's No Business Like Show Business. There's prints of her in the bus stop. There's stuff that I can't really think of right now off the top of my head, but there are certainly a nice selection of Marilyn and Clark Gable separately.
Now you'll be tweeting from the Black Sparrow Twitter account.
Yes. Correct.
And if I recall correctly, iCollector.com will be running the event. So if folks go to iCollector.com, or if they check your Twitter feed or some of the tweets we put out, they can jump right to the Hollywood Collection auction site, and there's a list of all the lots that are going to be there, correct?
Yes, absolutely. And you know, iCollector has been a longtime partner of mine, and they are so great to work with. They just so accommodating and so supportive. And you know, I wouldn't be able to do this without them. And you know, they're been behind us from the very beginning. And I hope as much success for them as for us. So, but you know, I think we can both help each other and going forward.
Well, I'm sure that they will, and I was on the site yesterday doing some research for your, you know, we're going to run a couple of different feature articles, and I'm excited for the items that are coming up I had to consult with a bankruptcy attorney this week because some of the stuff I want to buy, I probably won't be able to afford. And so if I come crying to you next week on Thursday, telling that I'm broke, it's true. Okay.
The thing about this auction, it is so affordable because we were starting everything so low, comparatively speaking. You know, we've seen prices for memorabilia going sky high these days, and you know, for people who want who are maybe new to collecting, who are maybe interested in collecting, this is a great way to start.
Wow. Well, now also, if I recall correctly, I think you've got it both on the Black Sparrow Twitter and the website and iCollector. There's a catalog, correct, that fans of the memorabilia can download.
Yes, we produce a very high quality flipbook catalog that people can view, and I believe you can probably download that and for viewing later on.
Outstanding. By the way, Patricia, in the event I had a little internet. Looks like I'm on a wireless connection today. If I disappear, would you please pick up the questions where I left off in the order that we went through with Fong?
Absolutely.
All right. One of the other films, which is a film I love, because I was growing up during that time period in the 60s. I was a young teenager when it came out, a very young teenager. Matter of fact, my parents went to see it, the film. And Ben and come on, Ken. She's also in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Why do I have a mental block right now? Is The Graduate? I wasn't allowed to see the film when it first came out. I was too young. I was only, I think, 12 or 13 years old at the time. But you have a number of Dustin Hoffman. And Bancroft Graduate pictures that are going out with this auction?
Yes, we have a collection of six original portraits and photo stills from The Graduate. This is, you know, going back to what I said earlier about how things that you grow up watching that struck a chord with you when you were in your formative years, it stays with you. And this is one of those movies that for people our age who grew up during the 70s and 80s, late 60s, this is what we remember. And to have a collection of six original prints from that movie, you know, at this point they're over 40 years old, you know, so they're certainly vintage and the prints came directly from the studio, and this is a nice memento of those years and then that movie.
Well, it's a classic movie. You know, it's the next thing that we're going to talk about. I did get to see, but I wasn't allowed to see it at that time. The subject, the matter that was being dealt with, right? You know, Mrs. Robinson and. Extramarital affairs. It was actually a pretty risque movie for, I believe it was 1968 when it was released, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, 1967, 68, yeah, certainly. Yeah. So it was as far as the subject matter, it was very risque and ahead of its time. But that movie covered some serious issues. And the testament to the actors, they performed quite well, and which is why we still remember it at this.
Well,
at this
I like to watch that movie, Sam and I, Fong, because it was from that era, and when I got to, I think I was when I got to be 15 years old, that's when Dad and Mom sat down. Back then, that's when they had the birds and the bees talk, just before you turn 16, and they let me watch the movie. But I'll never forget a couple of things in there. One, Plastics. Okay, when he came home from college. Two, what I wanted as a teenager, I wanted to have the scuba diving outfit so I could get in the pool and go to the bottom where nobody could bother me. Never did get the scuba diving outfit. And then the last part about the movie that I love was that a lot of it was filmed, scenes were filmed here in the Bay Area, specifically the Bay Bridge, in the certain areas of San Francisco when they went to the strip club. I believe it was Carol Dota's club. But anyway, that what movie I did get to watch after The Graduate, and it's kind of funny because it's that way today, was you have – I saw some great digitals that were sent by Mark Kruskal, the guy that's handling the PR for Black Sparrow and Fong for your company, Bonnie and Clyde. Can you tell us a little bit about the Bonnie and Clyde movies? Because that was a legendary film with Faye Dunaway as Bonnie. And tell us what you have there for the fans.
And we have another collection, this time three original photo stills from the movie. This movie was 1967, so these photos are over 40 years old. Again, movies have such a powerful effect on us. You know, things that we see that strikes a chord, that resonates with us, we remember forever. It lived inside our memory. And this is another fantastic movie, well acted. Warren Beatty, Faye Dunaway, I mean, they introduced to America and to the world who Bonnie and Clyde were, you know.
Yep.
These renegades there's this romanticism that we have given to this couple, and in large part is because of this movie. This is a collection of three original photos. Once again, it captures images and scenes from the movie. And these photos are vintage, released by the studios. They all have publication ink stamps on the back, and they're in great condition. So if you're a fan of this movie, this is a nice relic to keep.
Before we go on to the next one, for people that are interested in purchasing these type of memorabilia, how are the photographs kept protected? As we all know, photographs will fade over time. So how are they kept in pristine condition by the people that had them from the studios until they get to your hands?
Well, you know, this collection that I have compiled, are most of them are in excellent condition. And that's really a testament to how photographs were developed back in the day. With their gelatin print, gelatin silver print, and they keep surprisingly very well over time, as long as you keep them out of sunlight. UV light will destroy the print, but if you keep it in room temperature away from the sun, they will last for a very long time.
It's not like laser printers or inkjet printers that we have nowadays. Those photographs... people take photos and they put them away in boxes and they forget. The inks will actually evaporate and fade very quickly compared to the way that photography was done. So,
correct.
Yeah, I know that a lot of people that have that like the prints can go and take their digital images and have them done on photo paper, you know, Kodak quality photo paper and sealed. The other images that I was looking through that were sent to me by Mark Kruskal at MJKPR on Twitter, will include it in the feature article and his banner as well, is Marlon Brando, A Streetcar Named Desire. We were talking about that from the theme song. How many of those do you have, and who's featured in the photos? Vivian Leigh, Marlon Brando?
Yes, we have a collection of four original prints from the movie, featuring Marlon Brando and Vivian Leigh in all four photos. So this is one of those movies that just was so powerful, you know, and it was based on a Tennessee Williams play, and these actors have such screen presence. So when you see them on the big screen and you see this play come to life, enters your brain and it stays there. And I know, ask anyone who's seen this movie, they always have something to say about it because it was that powerful.
Absolutely. Well, they're both great actors. Of course, everybody remembers Vivian Leigh from Gone with the Wind, and Marlon Brando. One of his great films that I also love was The Ugly American. which was based upon a novel by Eugene, it was at Burdick, I think. But Brando is just a classic, and of course everybody remembers him in The Godfather. So those are really rare items, and looking forward to seeing how much they fetch when they go to auction. I also noticed you had, I think, a couple, two or three of one of the queens of theater, Elizabeth Taylor. Can you tell us a little bit about what movies the photographs came from for Elizabeth Taylor?
Yes, yeah, Elizabeth Taylor is one of those timeless classic stars who, you know, she'll be remembered, you know, not just for her beauty, but for her, the role she plays on screen, very powerful woman, and, you know, the life she lived off of the screen and the stage. So we have a nice a handful of lots that features her. We have photos of her from Cleopatra. We have photos of her it's their studio portrait. So, you know, she just takes photos so well that, you know, any photos of her that come onto the market is snatched up relatively quickly. So this is there's nice, what we have are nice vintage selections of Elizabeth Taylor. They come on pretty early in the catalog as well. So, you know, you don't have to wait too long if you do intend to bid. So I invite everyone to take a look at these photos, and, you know, maybe if you have any comments, you know, tweet me, find me on Facebook, and, you know, I'd love to hear what people think.
And speaking of Twitter, everybody, you should be following Fong Sam on Twitter. He's don't follow Fong Sam, okay, because that's not him. You need to follow Fonger, F-O-N-G-E-R, correct, Fong?
Yes.
And Black Sparrow Auctions, you can either look for the word Black Sparrow Auctions, or you can go Black Sparrow A-U-C, because you know there's a limitation on the number of characters to a Twitter name. But, yeah, send questions to Fong. He's always looking for new items. And if you have some rare items, which kind of dovetails into, I'm going to switch the order of the questions, dovetails into my next comment. The photographs that you're featuring in the Hollywood collection, were these acquired as part of a private collection that you recently ran across?
A lot of things that are in my auctions are on consignment, and this allows me to work with a particular collector, and, you know, the pleasant thing about doing what I do is you do meet a lot of people, and you get to collaborate with oftentimes really creative and really smart and intelligent people who put a lot of thought process in the things that they've collected. So, you know, it allows me a way to kind of get into people's head and just learn and experience what they've experienced. So the photos in this auction came from one collector who spent many, many years compiling his collection. And, you know, for as most collectors will know, you can't collect everything. You know, the practical collector will collect something, hang on to it for a few years, and then as they collect more stuff, they have to make room for the new stuff. So, you know, this is you know, lucky for me and lucky for the potential new buyers, these photos are now available.
Well, that's super. The reason I switched the order is because I'm going to ask you, do you have any science fiction or horror photographs going out in this collection?
Yeah, you know, this collection primarily is focusing on vintage and glamour Hollywood. But there are, with that said, there are a few photos that have a sci-fi and horror connection. There is a photo of the creature from the Black Lagoon, a nice portrait of the creature out of water. And there is and one of my favorite photos of this collection is one with the I call him the godfather of horror. It involves it's a the photo that shows Karloff. It's from The Son of Frankenstein, and it shows this one scene. This photo shows Basil Rathbone, Boris Karloff, Bela Lugosi, all
wow.
in the same scene from Son of Frankenstein. So I think that is if you're a horror fan,
the order,
that
and
is
I wanted
photo.
To learn those three were. Horror, science fiction type stuff. That's really exciting. I've actually, when I was looking at the photo yesterday, I went, wow, this is really rare and really unique. But the reason I switched the order on that is I did get a question by DM from someone named Chris, and how you acquire this. Is Black Sparrow interested in original studio Star Trek items? Talking about studio photographs that he acquired. He ran a franchise of stores called the Federation Outpost. They were down in Southern California. There was one here in the Bay Area. And his question to me was, would you be willing to look at the material or at least an inventory sheet to see if there's any interest there on consignment?
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. I would, without a heart, you know, in a heartbeat. Anything Star Trek is highly collectible. There's a big Star Trek community of collectors who, the Star Trek universe is so diverse and so the longevity has spanned, you know, multiple decades. So there's different tiers of collectors who collect. Some collect only original series items. Some collect more of the recent, you know, TNG and Voyager, Deep Space Nine. And then there are collectors who only focus on the movies, but it's a diverse and large community. So absolutely, if Chris wants to contact me directly, I'd be happy to take a look at the
I'm meeting with him on a different project next week, and I'll tweet him back. And what I'll do is with your permission, I'll give him your not this number, but there's a Black Sparrow Auctions number, correct? There's a different telephone number.
Yes, and you can feel free to give him my email and our general email as well. So he has plenty of ways to contact us.
Okay, because he just sent me another DM that he has a full inventory of what it is, and he's a collector of things. But off the record, his lovely wife, who I've known also for many years, I was over there and talking about this, and she said, you've got to get rid of some of this stuff, Chris, or I'm going to get rid of you. So, of course, it was tongue-in-cheek, but, yeah. So this is some of his earliest items that goes back to the late 60s, early 70s, and I'll let him know. So thank you very much for that answer here at Wormhole Riders, You Decide. Of the images that you have that are going out, are any of these signed, autographed by any of the celebrities themselves in this particular grouping that's going out?
Yes, in this particular grouping, there are a handful of photos that are signed. I think from the top of my head, there is there's a Jeanette McDonald signed photo. There's also a Maureen O'Hara signed photo. And there's several others. If you're into autographs, definitely check them out. I know there are very particular collectors who, if they're collecting just photographs, they don't really care about the autograph and vice versa. But this auction gives people enough option here. And speaking of autographs, this collection of signed books that are in the auction is so unique that I don't think there's ever been anything like this. We have 37 books that covers from the 30s to present day, almost. Each volume of book contains dozens to hundreds of autographs of major superstars. Vintage superstars from Hollywood. So,
wow.
You know, something like this, it's very hard to come by. It came from one collector who spent 70 years collecting. So, if there's another word for unique, this collection would be it.
Wow, that's very exciting, Fong. Shifting to what's coming up here in November, again, you're going to be at the D23 Expo at the Anaheim Convention Center. What's your booth number there?
Booth number 344. We're at the northwest corner of the convention. You know, it's a small enough convention with a small enough number of vendors, so we'll be easy to find.
That's right. And are you going to be there all 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday? And obviously you're going tonight to set up and stuff, I guess, huh?
Yes, correct. I'll be there all 3 days. If anyone's listening to this program comes up and say hello to me, I have a special giveaway that I would love to extend to all listeners of Wormhole Writers.
May I tweet that as well? Because I know that some folks like to download the podcast and may not get to listen to this until tomorrow or Saturday even. May I tweet that?
Sure.
If you go to your booth.
Yeah, come to my booth, booth 344, Black Sparrow Auction. I have a special edition. It's a collection of six trading cards from the Hunger Games auction that we'll be having in November. So we made trading cards of some of these costumes. There's six in all. You can collect them all. Whoever comes up to me this weekend and mentions Wormhole Rider, I'd be happy to give them a set.
That is really super, Fong. I may just bust the bank and drive south so I can get one of those myself, huh?
Patrick,
are you going to fly, get on a plane, and meet me down in Anaheim so we can get those trading cards? did we lose Patricia here, or did she go mute?
No, I'm sorry. I'm here. Ken, I'm on my way.
she's still excited.
My ticket is
I think she fainted up there near the North Pole, Fong, when she heard about those Hunger Games trading cards. I have one more question, and then I'm going to turn the rest of them over to Patricia. So, will you be featuring Patricia? I'd like you to pick up on number 14 here, rather than 15. I'm gonna end on. These are out of. How did these numbers get mixed up? Oh my gosh! I've never seen Microsoft Word mix up the numbers this way in a document. All right. At your booth, obviously the next big auction is the Hollywood collection of the signatures, the autos, the books, the autographs. Are you going to be displaying any of the Hunger Games costumes at your booth, booth 344, at the D23 Expo this weekend?
There's always a chance that something unexpected will pop up. That's all I'm going to say.
You heard it here first, folks. Before the Expo, Hunger Games, okay? Trading cards, something unexpected. Fong Sam, Black Sparrow Auctions, booth 344. Get there, do it, make it happen, and you're going to have fun. And Fong is just a fun, great guy who I've had the honor of knowing for over 3 years professionally from his past life. And now he's at Black Sparrow. He's on Twitter. You should be following this guy. If not, we're going to get the Zat Nicotel out from Stargate and blast him, huh, Patricia?
Oh, okay. I'll use a staff weapon. It's a little bit more efficient.
A gold staff weapon. There you go, Fong. We're going to defend you. Patricia, I'm going to let you ask if you'll pick up from what other conventions.
The second number 14, you mean? Yes. Okay.
Yes.
All right, sure. Fong, what other conventions will you be appearing at in 2013?
Well, we'll do one final exhibit of the Hunger Games costume, and this is going to be a special exhibit. It's going to be the final display of these costumes in public before our auction in November. And this will be at the Hollywood show in Los Angeles. We will have 20 to 30 original costume from the show, from the movie on display. And from what I've heard, there may be some celebrities showing up that who were in that movie.
That would be awesome. I'm sure that people would be thrilled to attend that just for the celebrities alone. Although the opportunity to get some of the memorabilia would be quite the collection as well.
Right.
Can you tell us a little bit about what else you're doing for your auctions in the future?
Yeah, we have a few things that are in the oven right now. I'm honored to be working with the actor Daniel Roebuck. He has this character that he plays called Dr. Shocker. And Dr. Shocker is one of those unique individuals in entertainment. And that's Daniel Roebuck's creation. And we will be doing a Dr. Shocker auction of horror in October. And we are also working to premiere a Dr. Shocker documentary earlier that month. So all that will be updated on our website with more news in the future. And so, you know, aside from that and the animation auction that we're going to be having, there's the Hunger Games as well. So there's quite a few things that are being juggled right now.
Okay, and how can people find Black Sparrow?
You can find us
on Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah, we're on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram. We're all over the place. Best place to find us is on our website, blacksparrowauctions.com. Come here. We've linked to all of our social media, so you can follow us that way. But come to our site. We're constantly updating with new information and news. So that's if you want to keep up with what we're doing, that's the best place to go.
Okay. And what's coming up next for you after you completed the Hollywood Show photograph auction?
We will be working on the animation auction. You know, we have some fantastic stuff that I kind of listed quickly earlier, but I also want to emphasize that we have some original Disneyland ride vehicles that will be available as well, including a Skyway bucket from the 1960s.
Oh, that's cool. That would be something to have for sure. Do you look for specific things that you can auction off? You know, I understand you do the movies, but you've never mentioned Stargate as something that you would get involved with. What's your opinion about Stargate memorabilia?
Well, Stargate has its place in sci-fi history. So I know a lot of Stargate collectors. So it's something that there's a fan base, certainly there's a community, and there's demand for that stuff. If I ever come across a collection of Stargate material, believe me, I would jump on it. You know, but to further answer your question about the things that I look for, you know, Black Sparrow Auctions was conceived as a boutique auction house. What we like to do is do small, focused auctions with certain themes. You know, I think when people spend a lot of number of years collecting, a lot of their personality, a lot of their life go into whatever collection that they have. And my what interests me is to get that story out. And if you look at what we've done so far, look at what's coming up for us, we'd like to create auctions where we celebrate not just the collection and the subject material, but also the collector as well. So that's really what drives us, because ultimately, you know, you can't collect if you can't collect unless you have someone to trade with. And this is to me is a people field. You build relationships, and it's something that should have more of an emphasis, I think.
Okay. Another question I'd like to ask you that's a little off the cuff is I noticed that you attend a lot of conventions in the United States. Are you planning on doing any overseas conventions?
I would love to. You know, obviously Canada is a focus for us. You know, if there's a convention that fits in our schedule and fits in the realm of what we're doing, I'd be happy to consider it. You know, aside from North America, Asia is starting to pick up steam as far as collectibles are concerned. So that's one area I would love to be in. And obviously, how can you ignore Europe? It's got so much culture and history that I think it'd be really fun if we can do a convention there.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Do people need to ask you to come over, or how would that work for you?
Well, you know, I like to work with promoters and organizers. It has to work for both sides. I like to get involved in projects where everybody gets something out of it. So, you know, if there's something that you think we would be good for, you know, please contact me. And I'm always searching myself. So, if I see a convention that I think will fit well with us, I'm very proactive in trying to get in touch with the promoters for those.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your candid answers, Fong. It's been a delight talking to you. Ken, are you still there?
I am indeed, Fong. I want to thank you so much for spending almost an hour with us today. I know you're going to be very busy setting up for D23 Expo for Black Sparrow Auctions. And folks, make sure you go to booth 344, mention Wormhole Riders, and Fong has got a special Hunger Games gift for you. So get on down there. He's going to be there 3 days. It's going to be a great event. And Fong, would you like to say anything to your admirers before we conclude today's broadcast?
Well, you've been very kind, Ken, with all your praises. And Patricia, has been a pleasure talking to you once again. And thanks for having me. And, you know, if I'm lucky to come back, I'd be very happy for that.
Well, we would we'd like to bring you back prior to the Hunger Games auction and perhaps afterwards to document how that went. I know you've got. I've seen the video of the warehouse that Amanda Rosenblatt did. She's DT on Sci-Fi Fans on Twitter. Amanda's a great person. She works with Wormhole Riders. I know she interviewed you. We know you've got a whole warehouse full of stuff out there.
And there's more stuff since Amanda came by. So you know you are certainly always welcome to come by and take some photos or videos and whatnot. So. The invitation is open.
I will take that offline. Fong, have a great time at D23 Expo. Retweet, and we're looking forward to all the great fun you have down there. And from all the Wormhole Riders around the world, thank you for joining us here at WHR You Decide for another great broadcast with Fong Sam of Black Sparrow Auctions. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks again, Fong. Thank you, Patricia, for joining us and co-hosting the program from Canada.
Thanks, everyone.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks, Fong. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey, shut up!
You put that howling down there and go to bed.
You honestly, why am I doing down here?
You shut up! You're going to get the law on you.
Hey, shut up!
You can't beat that woman and then call her back because she ain't going to come.
Shut up, you freak! Surely it's you.
I'll say shut up! It's a man! A man!